This guy pulled off the craziest sports contract, making the Mets pay him $1 million a year until he's 72. Bobby Bonilla was a former All-Star, known headache, and was coming to the end of his career. The Mets wanted him gone and were ready to buy him out of his $5.9 million contract. But they were also in win-now mode and needed every dollar. So Bobby's agent had an idea. Don't pay us now, pay us later, but with 8% interest. So the Mets say yes, because they found an investment that would make them even more than that 8%. So for 11 years, they don't pay Bobby anything. But what the Mets didn't know is they handed their money to the man in charge of the biggest Ponzi scheme in history, Bernie Madoff, a Wall Street legend that was secretly running a $65 billion Ponzi scheme. But in 2008, it all collapsed and the money was gone. Bernie was sentenced to 150 years in prison and the Mets were stuck with the deal they had. By 2011, that 5.9 turned into nearly 30 million. But in the deal, they agreed to split it into 25 equal checks, 1.9 million every July 1st, which is now known as Bobby Bonilla Day.